Good morning. It is Sunday at 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. My name is Susie Jones, and we are very happy to have you with us. I was gone last week, as was Charlie, and we are both back today. Charlie, you had a trip out west, and I had a trip out east, both of which in the southern part of the state, both of which we had lovely weather, did we not?
Pretty good weather. Honestly, the two kind of Minnesota vacation spots as I think of them, right?
Yeah, Arizona and Florida.
Arizona, Florida. That's where everybody goes.
That's right. Half of Minnesota's down there this time of year. Yep. Always fun. I wear my WCCO radio hat into the pool, and I always get a lot of comments. Hey!
Yeah.
A lot of Minnesotans in the pool down there.
Oh, yeah. Both spots.
It was good fun. So nice to be back. Although I shouldn't say that because we knew we were coming back to this, and it's no fun to go from 78 in the ocean to this.
You knew there was going to be one of these later season storms. I mean, you were just waiting on it.
Well, as we get started here, we want to also remind everybody at every Sunday and actually all the time, you can be part of the shows here on WCCO Radio. The text line is 651-461-9226. You can also use that number to call if you have a question for one of our guests. And before we even got started, Charlie, we had a texter write in to me. Good morning. This is for Susie, asking for a friend of mine who has stage one lung cancer, had a lobe removed with the lump and everything came back negative. I'm wondering what you had done with your lung cancer, and did you do chemotherapy, radiation, or any other treatment? Thank you for any information. Well, if you are still listening, and I hope you are, I also had a lumpectomy 2 years ago, pretty much to the date. It was January of 2 years ago at Mayo Clinic. They took out the top third lobe of my lung, and I did not, thankfully, have to do chemo or radiation. I just get checkups every 6 months where I go and have a CT scan, and they check to make sure there's no reoccurrence. That's the big word when you're looking at cancer. You want to see no sign of recurrence. That's the big one. So thank you for asking, and I am feeling quite well and super grateful to be alive and had a chance to walk on the beach with Joel Maturi, a former athletic director at the University of Minnesota. So he's in good shape. I could keep up with him, and we had a good time. So thank you for that. And as we move into this hour, 651-461-9226, we're going to talk about physical therapy. A lot of people do it, whether you're in a car accident, whether you've fallen and broken something. A lot of people get new knees and new hips and new shoulders. And part of that process involves physical therapy. My mom, Charlie, got a knee replaced several years ago, and she talked about physical therapy as torture. I shouldn't say that, bringing on our guests, but they really push you to get that full range of motion back.
I think you hear that a lot, but that, having watched a lot of people go through that, you see how important it is.
Exactly. So we've invited to the program Shannon Podwills. She is a nurse with LifeSpark, Executive Director of Home Health and Hospice Care, to our program today. Let's welcome you, first of all. Thanks for coming on, Shannon. So good of you to come at this early hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Susie. Yes, it is early and snowy.
Yeah, snowy, and you get the falls this time of year, and it all kind of comes together that people in many different ways end up needing physical therapy. Can you talk a little bit about how people come to you?
Absolutely. We treat a lot of people after having an event, a fall, a fracture, a hip replacement, any type of joint replacement, having new diagnoses, exacerbations of current diseases, and oftentimes it's after that acute care episode. But there are also opportunities where we could be treating proactively to prevent those events from happening, especially falls.
Yeah, and as we are looking at the weather changing and the ice on the sidewalks, those falls are more possible. You do physical therapy at LifeSpark. Is it different than other programs, and if so, how?
We do physical therapy, and I like to think we do it differently. Physical therapy, along with occupational therapy, speech therapy, all of our therapies in home health, we bring it to that person in their home, hence home health. And what we do differently is as we meet those goals, when we open someone to a home care episode, we work with them and determine what their goals are. Maybe their goal is, I want to get to the dining room of the facility that I live in without having to take three breaks on the way there. you know, we work with them, determine their goal, get them to their goal, and then make plans for after discharge. So what are we going to do to maintain your strength, your endurance, your balance? And that's where we bring in our partners of Luna to come and continue that therapy in the home on an outpatient status.
And what is Luna?
Luna is Life Spark Therapy at Home. So they bring outpatient therapy, physical therapy to the home. So usually when you finish a home health episode, to have home health, you're homebound. You can't leave home. It's a taxing effort. It's very difficult. So we bring the care to you in your home. And then we get your goals, and then away you go. But oftentimes you're not 100%, or maybe you need to work on this just a little bit more. And now Luna can come into your home and continue that therapy, utilizing your insurance benefits.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break here. It is 7:15. We want to remind folks that we are talking to Shannon Podwills with LifeSpark, a nurse and director of home health and hospice services. And this is an opportunity if you are listening and maybe you had a fall or you've experienced physical therapy, good or bad. Love to hear from you. And if you have a question for Shannon, go ahead and call us at 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. You can text that as well. Well, we're back right after this. And we are back. It is just about 19 minutes now past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning when we are expecting snow today, a winter weather advisory. So please be careful if you are out and about today and plan accordingly and take your time. If you're getting out of the car, going from here to there, do your best to avoid a fall, because falls can lead to a lot of difficulty, particularly for seniors. And we've got with us on our newsline Shannon Podwills of LifeSpark, executive director of the home health and hospice program there. Podwills is her last name. And we've invited you to be a part of the program as well at 651-461-9226. You can call that number or text it. And we already have a texter coming in saying, yay for physical therapy. I had a painful hip, then knee pain, both much better after physical therapy. That from Jacqueline. So that's good to hear, too. And in many cases, does physical therapy then, Shannon, take the place of surgery, or how does it work? Can you avoid surgery by doing physical therapy, or how does it all kind of come together in the big picture?
You know, it really depends on what you're being treated for. Sometimes physical therapy will start before a surgery. Some orthopedics will order some physical therapy prior to make sure that the strength and the endurance is up before a joint replacement. If somebody wants to explore options prior to surgery, buy a little more time, so to say, before you go to that joint replacement, absolutely therapy can come in for that strengthening and keeping your balance, your endurance. It can get you some time on those joint replacements, yes.
That's very good. Thanks for that text, 651-461-9226. The next texter writes, thank you for the show. The guest just alluded to homebound status. What defines homebound status, and what is the definition of this per Medicare guidelines? Can you answer that?
Yeah, Medicare. Love all the rules, and that is one of the rules. You have to meet that criteria in order to qualify for skilled home care in your home, which includes physical therapy. It's very gray. It's not black and white. Back in the day, it would be you drive your car, you're no longer homebound. But now the clinician that comes in and does that assessment is evaluating you, looking at you. What is that taxing effort? What is that diagnosis that's contributing to you not to be able to leave the home? Can you only leave the home with help? Do you only leave the home to pick up your prescriptions at the store? So all of that is taken into consideration before that decision is made. And again, it's a big decision, and CMS takes it very serious.
And CMS is Medicaid, Medicare?
Center for Medicare Services.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of rules, are there not? Well, let's talk a little bit more about the importance for seniors and doing physical therapy at home. I know, you know, you can send a person home with a nice list of exercises, but if they don't do them, you don't get very far. So talk about how to help people actually do those exercises at home.
You know, that is the perk of physical therapy and home care in your home, is you're utilizing items in your home, things that you can do in your home that doesn't require you to go to a gym, go down to the exercise room wherever you live. You can do these items, these exercises in your home using items there. For example, it might be a soup can rather than a weight. So it's things that you can incorporate into your daily routine that can help keep you on track doing those exercises. We all know, I can say myself, you know, that New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this, but if you don't do it, use it or lose it. And hopefully incorporating that plan of care into things in your home will help you stay on track.
I was with a friend and her mother this past week in Florida, and the mother had a hip replacement, and she had broken a leg, and part of her at home exercises were just sitting and standing in a chair 10 times. So I do think it doesn't have to be as involved as you might think, like, oh, I could never do it at home because XYZ, when in fact, there are just simple things to do with items, furniture that you can just do yourself. And I would imagine too, Shannon, maybe at any age, I mean, all of us, even, you know, 60, 70, 80, whatever that range is, we could all benefit from strengthening our bones and our balance, right?
Absolutely. Strength, endurance, and balance. That's what you need to be successful. And like you said, stand up, sit down right there. You're using all of those strengths. You're increasing your endurance and you're working on your balance. The simplest things, like you said.
So let's talk a little bit about different kinds of therapy that you guys offer in the home.
We offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. So physical therapy, that seems to be the one that people can relate to the most. So I'll talk a little bit about occupational therapy. Occupational therapy, those are those therapists that come in. They are the experts on breaking down the things that you do every day, we call them activities of daily living, into steps so that if you need to relearn it, you can relearn it step by step. They're amazing and so detail-oriented. And then they can incorporate whatever adaptive equipment that you need to be successful into that step by step as you relearn that task. And then there's speech therapy. In speech therapy, they have two components. They're working on speech, right? If you have, let's say you're recovering from a stroke and you're having difficulty speaking, they're going to work with you on that. They work on swallowing and they work on cognition, that higher level cognition. So if you're starting to see some changes or increased forgetfulness, speech therapy might be called in to do an assessment.
That's very cool. So it's not just physical therapy, bending your knee, twisting, turning. It's actual speech therapy is under the umbrella of all the services that you provide.
Yep. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy.
And again, you are listening to Shannon Podwill. She is a nurse with LifeSpark, and she is executive director of home health and hospice programs there. And we are taking your calls at 651-461-9226. You can also text us at 651-461-9226. We have a couple of new texts coming in. Let's start with this one. Do you have to be in the hospital or rehab, like a facility, to get home physical therapy? And do you need your doctor's permission before you can get physical therapy in your home? Thanks for that question. Go ahead.
You do not have to have a hospitalization, any type of acute care incident in order to utilize your home care benefits. Yes, it does require a doctor's order. So oftentimes it's a visit to your doctor. Because there's been a change. If you need therapy in the home, there's something has changed and your doctor should be in the know and do an assessment just to make sure there's not anything else going on. And then your doctor can make the referral to LifeSpark and we can come out and do that assessment. But you can utilize that benefit. So, you know, for example, like my mom or my dad, have they had increased falls? Are they not as strong as they used to be? Is, you know, walking a distance that used to be not an issue, now slowing them down. So that would be an opportunity to give a call to the doctor and see if that doctor agrees that physical therapy would be helpful.
And when someone has gone through like a break or, you know, a broken hip, a broken femur, what have you, and they're walking, but they're frustrated that they're not walking faster. Is there physical therapy that can help them with their stamina or with their speed?
Yes, that's all part of that physical therapy plan of care. And you're gonna start with the basics. Everybody wants to get back to baseline or even better after you've had a joint replacement or any type of injury. But speed is the last thing that you're going to get back. The last thing you want to do is hurry and push yourself too much and then have another accident. So it's really hard to be patient to get that back. But with the strength and the endurance and the balance and following through on those exercises, that speed's going to come back.
Very good. Say, we'll take our bottom of the hour break now, but we want to remind people that we are talking about physical therapy. And if you would like to be a part of the program and jump in with a question, the number is 651-461-9226. A texter just wrote, let's talk a little bit after the break about what's called a home health evaluation as well, because I imagine that's pretty important. I also want to talk about younger people. We're talking about seniors, but I would imagine these days more and more young people are opting to get hip replacement, whether they had a sport that kind of wrecked their hips or what have you, but physical therapy for younger people and older people and the differences therein. So it is 729, just about 730 on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back after that quick and dismal weather forecast. It is 7:33. My name is Susie Jones, Charlie Weiss at the helm, and our guest this next half hour, Shannon Podwill. She is a nurse with LifeSpark and executive director of the Home Health and Hospice Program there. We're talking about physical therapy in all different forms. And we've invited you to the show, 651-461-9226. You can call that line or you can text it at 651-461-9226. A couple of texts have come in from our listeners. The person wrote earlier, home health evaluation. She meant to say home safety evaluation. Can you talk about that process and what happens when someone comes in to determine whether or not home physical therapy is right for you?
Absolutely. The home safety eval is one of the most important things alongside of the physical assessment. Is the physical therapist is going to walk through your home and they're going to evaluate, are there items that put you at risk? For example, throw rugs. They look really nice, but they're a high risk for falls. You can easily trip on them. They can slide underneath you. They're going to look at your bathroom and make sure that that's safe. Can you get up and down from the toilet? Are you able to safely transfer in and out of the shower or the bathtub? You know, do you need some grab bars? And if you need grab bars, where should you put them, right? The average person wouldn't know where to put a grab bar. So those are those expertise that they're going to bring in, and they're going to tell you, here's where you should put it. They're going to look at the area where you spend the most time. Usually it's your living room, your family room, and they're going to make sure that that's set up for safety as well. Is the chair in a good spot for being able to stand up and transfer and get down the hall to the kitchen or to the bathroom? Is there enough lighting? Do you need another lamp in there so that you can see where you're going so you don't trip or fall? And the kitchen, that's a very important one as well. Is it set up for safety? Should you consider moving your pots and pans that are on the lower shelf or the lower cupboard right now, moving them up to a higher cupboard for a while? Are your glasses, are your plates, are everything in reach so that when you're doing that stretch that you're not at risk for falling?
Yeah, that's so important. And just kind of small things that go a long way in keeping you safe in the home. A texter at 651-461-9226 writes, physical therapy and occupational therapy was a game changer for me. The therapist helped me address post-op, post-op issues such as finding and fitting the right compression socks, plus daily living aids that help improve my life. How would a compression sock help in your physical therapy?
Compression, it controls edema. So you could have edema or swelling related to an injury or you could have it due to an underlying condition called lymphedema, where you accumulate fluids, or you could have it after a surgery like a mastectomy. You can accumulate fluid in limbs. And what the compression does is it pushes that fluid back up away from the limbs so you don't have that swelling, that pain, that risk for an infection. It's really important in that healing process. Hmm. For example, people with lymphedema, sometimes you will see people and they have very large calves. That's painful. It's heavy. It's another reason for a risk for falls. So if you can control that and get that fluid back, it's going to decrease all those risks and let that person, again, work on the strength, the endurance, and the balance without that potential 5 to 8 pounds of fluid on their lower extremities.
651-461-9226. That is the number to call if you have to have a question for our guest, Shannon Podwell. She is with LifeSpark. She's a nurse with the Director of Home Health and Hospice. So many older people in America are wanting to stay home and not go into an assisted living or a long-term care facility. And to make that possible really gives that person what a kind of a new lease on life. The benefits of being able to stay home safe is pretty important for a lot of people, isn't it, Shannon?
Absolutely. Everybody gets better at home quicker. Yeah, we know when you go to a hospital, you're inpatient, you're woke up a minimum of 2 times a night where they're going to come in, they're going to check you, do your vitals, do an assessment. It's hard to sleep there. They're loud. The temperature is not the same temperature that you like your house at home. So when you come home, you're in your environment, you're in your comfort zone, your anxiety goes down, and you can concentrate on healing a lot quicker.
Yeah, that is so true. Home is better in so many ways. Another texter wonders about Minnesota, a law allowing for self-referral for physical therapy. Is the doctor visit an insurance company or Medicare requirement? Can you address that?
Yeah, physical therapists have the degree. They have a PhD, so you can go to a physical therapist and have that. They can do all of that assessment and stuff for in an outpatient setting, absolutely. In to utilize that home care benefit, we do need that MD order. It's part of our regulations. So going to see your nurse practitioner, your physical physician's assistant, your medical doctor, and then they can make that referral. But if you yourself feel like you could benefit from it, you can call us and we can work with your doctor as well. But your doctor's going to want to see you because they know that there's been a change and they want to assess you and make sure, again, that there's no underlying
differences therein. So it is 729, just about 730 on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back after that quick and dismal weather forecast. It is 7:33. My name is Susie Jones, Charlie Weiss at the helm, and our guest this next half hour, Shannon Podwell. She is a nurse with LifeSpark and executive director of the Home Health and Hospice Program there. We're talking about physical therapy in all different forms, and we've invited you to the show, 651-461-9226. You can call that line or you can text it at 651-461-9226. A couple of texts have come in from our listeners. The person wrote earlier, home health evaluation. She meant to say home safety evaluation. Can you talk about that process and what happens when someone comes in to determine whether or not home physical therapy is right for you?
Absolutely. The home safety eval is one of the most important things alongside of the physical assessment. Is the physical therapist is going to walk through your home and they're going to evaluate, are there items that put you at risk? For example, throw rugs. They look really nice, but they're a high risk for falls. You can easily trip on them. They can slide underneath you. They're going to look at your bathroom and make sure that that's safe. Can you get up and down from the toilet? Are you able to safely transfer in and out of the shower or the bathtub? You know, do you need some grab bars? And if you need grab bars, where should you put them, right? The average person wouldn't know where to put a grab bar. So those are those expertise that they're going to bring in and they're going to tell you, here's where you should put it. they're going to look at the area where you spend the most time. Usually it's your living room, your family room, and they're going to make sure that that's set up for safety as well. Is the chair in a good spot for being able to stand up and transfer and get down the hall to the kitchen or to the bathroom? Is there enough lighting? Do you need another lamp in there so that you can see where you're going so you don't trip or fall? And the kitchen, that's a very important one as well. Is it set up for safety? Should you consider moving your pots and pans that are on the lower shelf or the lower cupboard right now, moving them up to a higher cupboard for a while? Are your glasses, are your plates, are everything in reach so that when you're doing that stretch that you're not at risk for falling?
Yeah, that's so important. And just kind of small things that go a long way in keeping you safe in the home. A texter at 651-461-9226 writes, physical therapy and occupational therapy was a game changer for me. The therapist helped me address post-op, post-op issues such as finding and fitting the right compression socks, plus daily living aids that help improve my life. How would a compression sock help in your physical therapy?
Compression controls edema. So you could have edema or swelling related to an injury, or you could have it due to an underlying condition called lymphedema where you accumulate fluids, or you could have it after a surgery like a mastectomy. You can accumulate fluid in limbs. And what the compression does is it pushes that fluid back up away from the limbs so you don't have that swelling, that pain, that risk for an infection. It's really important in that healing process. Hmm. For example, people with lymphedema, sometimes you will see people and they have very large calves. That's painful. It's heavy. It's another reason for a risk for falls. So if you can control that and get that fluid back, it's going to decrease all those risks and let that person, again, work on the strength, the endurance, and the balance without that potential 5 to 8 pounds of fluid on their lower extremities.
651-461-9226. That is the number to call if you have to have a question for our guest, Shannon Podwell. She is with LifeSpark. She's a nurse with the director of home health and hospice. So many older people in America are wanting to stay home and not go into an assisted living or a long-term care facility. And to make that possible really gives that person what, a kind of a new lease on life. The benefits of being able to stay home safe is pretty important for a lot of people, isn't it, Shannon?
Absolutely. Everybody gets better at home quicker. We know when you go to a hospital, you're inpatient, you're woke up a minimum of 2 times a night where they're going to come in, they're going to check you, do your vitals, do an assessment. It's hard to sleep there. They're loud. The temperature is not the same temperature that you like your house at home. So when you come home, you're in your environment, you're in your comfort zone, your anxiety goes down, and you can concentrate on healing a lot quicker.
Yeah, that is so true. Home is better in so many ways. Another texter wonders about Minnesota, a law allowing for self-referral for physical therapy. Is the doctor visit an insurance company or Medicare requirement? Can you address that?
Yeah, physical therapists have the degree. They have a PhD, so you can go to a physical therapist and have that. They can do all of that assessment and stuff for in an outpatient setting, absolutely. In to utilize that home care benefit, we do need that MD order. It's part of our regulations. So going to see your nurse practitioner, your physical physician's assistant, your medical doctor, and then they can make that referral. But if you yourself feel like you could benefit from it, you can call us and we can work with your doctor as well. But your doctor is going to want to see you because they know that there's been a change and they want to assess you and make sure, again, that there's no underlying reason, new disease process that's causing your change in condition.
Next texter writes at 651-461-9226. Yay for LifeSpark. My mom had horrible swelling in her legs, which made it hard for her to walk. The occupational therapist came in and helped her learn to wrap her legs, which helped her to reduce the swelling, and she could be more independent, especially with cooking and getting dressed and bathing. She could also walk so much better. What a gift that is for not only the person that's experiencing it, but for her loved ones as well. I mean, when our older moms and dads are doing better, we feel better. We're not so freaked out and worried all the time.
Exactly. The stress it takes off the adult children, seeing your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, get back that mobility, that independence, that zest for life after, for example, having that fluid off of your legs and being able to move. Lymphedema treatment is a game changer. When you can get that fluid under control, you can walk so much better. That risk for falls is gone. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Some of the questions you guys gave us to talk about, and I think they're pretty good too. Are there universal physical therapy exercises? And we're talking about family helping with their loved ones. What can we do at home to help our loved one with some of those physical therapy exercises, if hopefully that person's willing to let us help, because sometimes that can be an issue, but as you know.
Yes.
Anyway, what can we do together to help strengthen and become more independent at home?
You know, as far as a specific exercise, it really depends. But with strength, endurance, and balance, it's all about using it or losing it. You gotta keep moving. You want to keep moving. You want to keep getting up out of your chair and transferring several times a day. You want to keep walking down the hallway, doing your own laundry, doing all of those things that we all take for granted. If you want to get more specific with a physical therapy exercise plan, I would really have done by a physical therapist. Have that evaluation done, because you might have an underlying old injury or an old joint replacement where precautions might need to be in place versus just going on the internet and saying, how do I strengthen my quads and finding these three exercises to do.
Right, exactly. I was actually just in Florida. I don't know if you heard that at the beginning, but Donna, my friend's mother, was doing her physical therapy exercises while we were down there because she had a broken bone 6 months ago, and she's doing quite well. But she said, here, do this one with me. And it was the foot to toe, your foot right in front of your toe. You know what I'm talking about. You take your foot and you bring your one foot in front of it, and you put the heel of your toe to the top of the other one and try to balance. And it's hard. It's not even, not that I'm young, but you know what I mean? It's tough.
Uh-huh.
And so these are kinds of things that we could all maybe benefit from too, even at whatever age.
Whatever age, absolutely. The things that you can do when you are 20 versus what you can do when you're 50, it changes. You know, there's a balance assessment that PTs will do sometimes, and they'll have you stand in a door frame and stand on one leg and then put your arms out in case you need to touch the door frame and close your eyes and stand there kind of like a flamingo. And it's eye-opening on how poor your balance can be. I mean, I did that once with a physical therapist, and I was embarrassed on how poorly I did.
651-461-9226. That is the number to call. If you have a question, you can either call that or you can text it. Again, 651-461-9226. It is 7:44 on a Sunday morning. We'll take a quick final break and come back with more of your questions and comments after this on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back for the final segment this hour, this health hour. Shannon Podwills is our guest. She is a nurse with LifeSpark, and we're talking about physical therapy, and we're inviting you to be part of the show as we wind things up. 651-461-9226. A texter writes to you, Shannon, why do you close your eyes when you're practicing balancing? Is that something that you recommend, closing your eyes? Because I always find a spot on the wall and keep my eyes open on that, and that helps me not fall over.
Yeah, that was a specific to me situation. It was following up, or I was recovering from a broken ankle, and I was probably 6 weeks into the recovery, and we were starting to work on balance, and they wanted to see how good or bad it was, and I was a lot younger back then, too.
So is it hard? It is harder. I'm doing it right now.
It is. It is absolutely harder to do it with your eyes closed, and that is not something we want to recommend.
No.
You want to follow the guidance of your physical therapy, because your balance could be, you know, you're going to stand up and sit down utilizing your walker, and you need your eyes open while you do that and to keep your balance. And absolutely.
Do you find that people sometimes resist wanting to use the walker, wanting to use a cane, kind of feeling like, no, that will just make me look old? Or do you find that they are more accepting of it as they're afraid of falling?
Initially, most people are opposed to adaptive equipment, a walker, a cane, because of the stigma, right? Everybody associates, you have a walker, you're old. But it's not that anymore. If you need that walker to prevent a fall, you need that walker to prevent a fall. They have walkers now that really have so many bells and whistles. They have, you know, there's seats, there's baskets that are on them. You can lift the seat and you have storage, so it increases your independence. You're able to, you know, empty your dryer and put your clothes on your seat and be able to safely bring it to your bedroom. So yes, out of the gate, nobody wants it, but as time goes on, you realize what a reassurance it brings to you.
Yeah,
and
how valuable it is. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, as we wrap up here, a couple of things I wanted to get to. Is this covered by insurance?
Yes. Home care is an entitlement. It's something that you've worked for your whole life. It's under your Medicare. It's under your Medicare Advantage plan. Absolutely, it's covered. You meet that criteria. We bring home care to you, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy.
And then quickly, I want to, before we run out of time, if someone's listening and they've never done it, but maybe they do have some swelling, maybe they aren't particularly ambulatory or they struggle walking, can someone initiate a call and call you guys or go online and say, I'd like to move better? What would you suggest? Would you look at me and give me your recommendations, your ideas?
Absolutely. You give a call into our referral line. We're going to listen to you, answer your questions, help you work with your doctor. We are here to assist.
Because at the end of the day, we're talking about quality of life, but even more maybe, I mean, you're looking at cost benefit as well to staying in your home as opposed to being in a long-term care facility, and how much more expensive that is, I think, than keeping someone at home.
Yeah, if you're looking at just cost and expense, having a home care episode and getting that treatment at home is so much, it's just less expensive than having to have that event that causes an acute care hospitalization, causes a TCU stay, and then potentially doesn't allow you to go back home where you have to go and live in an assisted living facility. So absolutely, giving a call in now and having that evaluation done to be preventative. Proactive, not reactive.
Means a lot. Yeah, it certainly does, because there's such joy in being home for so many people. You know, my mom included, and I won't say how old she is because she always gets mad at me, but she is a very independent woman past 90. So,
yeah.
But, you know, falling is the thing. We don't want to fall. So,
don't want to fall.
Appreciate your help. And again, is it just Life Spark, LifeSpark.com?
Yep, www.lifespark.com or 952-345-0919.
Can you say the number one more time?
Sure can. 952-345-0919.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Good of you to come on with us. We got some good information out there. Hopefully people learned a few things. And remember, if you stop moving, you'll lose your ability to move. Isn't that what? Keep moving. Whatever you do, do small things,
yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, Shannon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Again, talking about physical therapy with our guest, Shannon Podwills. a nurse with LifeSpark, executive director of Home Health and Hospice. Thank you for your calls today as well. Got a lot of calls and texts. Somebody wants to know if my mom is 95. She is not. We'll tell you what the over-under is on Kay Jones when we come back after this on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back for the final segment this hour, this health hour. Shannon Podwills is our guest. She is a nurse with LifeSpark, and we're talking about physical therapy, and we're inviting you to be part of the show as we wind things up. 651-461-9226. A texter writes to you, Shannon, why do you close your eyes when you're practicing balancing? Is that something that you recommend, closing your eyes? Because I always find a spot on the wall and keep my eyes open on that, and that helps me not fall over.
Yeah, that was a specific to me situation. It was following up, or I was recovering from a broken ankle, and I was probably 6 weeks into the recovery, and we were starting to work on balance, and they wanted to see how good or bad it was, and I was a lot younger back then too.
So, is it hard? It is harder. I'm doing it right now.
It is. It is absolutely harder to do it with your eyes closed, and that is not something we want to recommend.
No.
You want to follow the guidance of your physical therapy, because your balance could be, you know, you're going to stand up and sit down utilizing your walker, and you need your eyes open while you do that and to keep your balance. And absolutely.
Do you find that people sometimes resist wanting to use the walker, wanting to use a cane, kind of feeling like, no, that will just make me look old? Or do you find that they are more accepting of it as they're afraid of falling?
Initially, most people are opposed to adaptive equipment, a walker, a cane, because of the stigma, right? Everybody associates, you have a walker, you're old. But it's not that anymore. If you need that walker to prevent a fall, you need that walker to prevent a fall. Yeah. They have walkers now that really have so many bells and whistles. They have, you know, there's seats, there's baskets that are on them. You can lift the seat and you have storage. So it increases your independence. You're able to, you know, empty your dryer and put your clothes on your seat and be able to safely bring it to your bedroom. So yes, out of the gate, nobody wants it. But as time goes on, you realize what a reassurance it brings to you.
Yeah,
and
how valuable it is. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, as we wrap up here, a couple of things I wanted to get to. Is this covered by insurance?
Yes, home care is an entitlement. It's something that you've worked for your whole life. It's under your Medicare. It's under your Medicare Advantage plan. Absolutely, it's covered. You meet that criteria. We bring home care to you, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy.
And then quickly, I want to, before we run out of time, if someone's listening and they've never done it, but maybe they do have some swelling, maybe they aren't particularly ambulatory, or they struggle walking, can someone initiate a call and call you guys or go online and say, I'd like to move better? What would you suggest? Would you look at me and give me your recommendations, your ideas?
Absolutely. You give a call into our referral line. We're going to listen to you, answer your questions, help you work with your doctor. We are here to assist.
Because at the end of the day, we're talking about quality of life, but even more maybe, I mean, you're looking at cost benefit as well to staying in your home as opposed to being in a long-term care facility, and how much more expensive that is, I think, than keeping someone at home.
Yeah, if you're looking at just cost and expense, having a home care episode and getting that treatment at home is so much, it's just less expensive than having to have that event that causes an acute care hospitalization, causes a TCU stay, and then potentially doesn't allow you to go back home where you have to go and live in an assisted living facility. So absolutely, giving a call in now and having that evaluation done to be preventative. Proactive, not reactive.
Means a lot. Yeah, it certainly does, because there's such joy in being home for so many people. You know, my mom included, and I won't say how old she is because she always gets mad at me, but she is a very independent woman past 90. So,
yeah.
But, you know, falling is the thing. We don't want to fall. So,
don't want to fall.
Appreciate your help. And again, is it just LifeSpark, LifeSpark.com?
Yep, www.lifespark.com or 952-345-0919.
Can you say the number one more time?
Sure can. 952-345-0919.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Good of you to come on with us. We got some good information out there. Hopefully people learned a few things. And remember, if you stop moving, you'll lose your ability to move. Isn't that what? Keep moving. Whatever you do, do small things,
yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, Shannon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Again, talking about physical therapy with our guest, Shannon Podwills, a nurse with LifeSpark, Executive Director of Home Health and Hospice. Thank you for your calls today as well. Got a lot of calls and texts. Somebody wants to know if my mom is 95. She is not. We'll tell you what the over-under is on Kay Jones when we come back after this on News Talk 830 WCCO.